Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by Tough Man Triathlon Series, by VeloFix, by RunCatalina.com, the Catalina Island Marathon 40th anniversary coming up on Saturday, March 11th. Our Challenge Athletes Foundation, we've raised over $80 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check us out on iTunes, on Babbittville.com, and definitely subscribe to our Endurance World newsletter. Our next guest, he's been the head coach at UCSD for their triathlon team for 3 years. His name is Kim McDonald. Kim, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the program, Bob.
No problem, Kim. Well, one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on, one, I love the Triton Man Triathlon. I know we got the 11th annual coming up on Saturday, January 21st. And but people are like, oh, my God, January, doing a triathlon in the Bay. And I'm like, you know, the water temperature doesn't deviate that much when we're talking about January, actually, February, or March.
Yeah, the water temperature will probably be about 60 degrees. And it's a great chance for age groupers to actually see and experience the college triathlon. Most people, you know, probably familiar with Ironmans and 70.3s. It's a totally different experience. And one of the things we're doing this year is opening it up to more age groupers. And we're actually starting a Triton Man Triathlon Club Team Challenge. We'll be giving a trophy to the top team that can field the top two women and top two men.
Sweet.
And the combined times will win that trophy. And that trophy will be presented, hopefully, by you and Kathleen McCartney, who is the 1982 Ironman World Champion.
Well, yeah, totally. Kathleen and I are both in on that. 750-meter swim, a 20K bike, and a 5K run. And it's a very unique course because you're right at the birthplace of triathlon. You're within spitting distance of the monument to where the sport began back in 74. But it's not – when people race on Fiesta Island, a lot of times we're swimming over near the YMC or the camp over there. And you're on the side where the Hilton is. It's
That's really a
very unique course.
Yeah, it's a pretty open course. The run is several loops around the grass and sidewalk around the – but the bike is around Fiesta Island. So we'll be utilizing some of the same course as the original triathlon.
That's correct. You've been involved with team triathlon with the university side of this for the last 3 years as a head coach. Talk a little bit about that, because what impressed me about being a Triton Man is most of the races we go to, and you're the same as I am, right? We go to these races, and it's the majority of the people are 40 and over, if not 45 and over. When we came to Triton Man last year, and again, I think a lot of people think that this is an event just for college kids, and it's not. There was all these teams from Arizona and from all these different colleges cheering before the race, doing their team cheer. And the coolest thing was, I think the demo on that race, I think 80% of the people were 29 and under. How often do we get to do that?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's kind of a inside secret. It's been an inside secret in the 10 years that we've had this triathlon. And one of the things I wanted to do and what the team wanted to do was have more age groupers experience this. I would compare collegiate triathlon to it's a little bit of a cross between a college football game and a triathlon, you know, of the ordinary sort, because of the fact that it's a team sport. We actually score the top athletes at nationals in the conference race. It's the top four men and top four women who actually score for each team, and that's how we decide on the so-called winner of the top college. And so it's scored a lot like the cross-country races.
Sure.
So it brings that element of the team into the schools. And some of the West Coast colleges that have tri-teams are UCLA, USC, Stanford, Cal, of course, UC San Diego, Cal Poly, UC Davis. And then outside of our state, Arizona State fields a very strong team and the University of Arizona. The interesting thing is a lot of the coaches, like myself, are longtime triathletes. Some of them have been pros at Stanford. The head coach there is Gina Kerr, who you probably remember.
Very well. And Dean Cal. Harper, right? Isn't he involved at the Cal Bears?
That's right. Dean Harper, who was one of the first pro triathletes.
Yep.
He was on the cover of the first issue of Triathlete magazine.
Yep.
Is the coach at Cal. Cliff English is the coach at Arizona State. And Jimmy Riccitiello is coaching University of Arizona. So they'll all be at Tritonland this year.
So when you talk about your UCSD team, so you have a regular schedule of how many races will your team do?
Yeah, so we do, we start in the fall, and we have a fall schedule. Most of the fall races were up in Northern California, and there were about three of those. Some of our athletes went up to those at UC Davis and Cal. And then we have a lot of the Southern California races are in the winter quarter. And that'll be at UCLA. We'll have one. UC Irvine will have one. We'll have one. And then our conference championships is at Cal Poly, and that's in March. And then right after the conference championships, we'll have the national championships. That'll be in Tuscaloosa this year.
Now, is this is club-oriented, right? Because I know
right.
USA Triathlon has helped fund women's for, I think, is it Division One?
Yeah, so it's all three divisions voted 2.5 years ago to start an emerging program for emerging women's sport in triathlon. So far, about 6 to 7 colleges and universities. The biggest one is Arizona State that has actually fielded teams, fully supported NC2A teams, in which they give scholarships to women.
Wow.
So that we actually have, as a emerging sport, 10 years to in which to grow to establish triathlon as a permanent sport in NC2A.
So is that something, if after 10 years the sport's doing well, you're up to 25, 30 schools, does that mean that potentially they'll add a men's component as well?
Probably not.
But they'd stick on the women's side.
Yeah, the problem with the major universities is they just don't have room for more male athletes.
Right.
So the schools, for example, the Arizona State started a men's ice hockey team last year, and because of Title IX requirements, they needed to field a women's team, and so women's triathlon was a natural fit.
I see. So, but and there's, what did you say, there's 7 or 8 programs around the country now?
That's right. Yeah, most of them are fairly small Division III schools.
Okay. And with this, for years at the UCSD Tritonman Triathlon, and by the way, the UCSDtriathlon.org, is that the best place for people to find out information?
Yes, yeah. You can register there, or you can just Google Tritonman. And Triton actually is the our team mascot.
Okay.
So we're called the Tritons, and that's the reason why it's called Triton Man. It's like Iron Man, but with Triton.
So in the collegiate racing that you guys do, is that draft legal?
Yeah, we do have a draft legal race. At the national championships, there is a draft legal race, and that's limited to 100 males and 100 females. And then we have what's called the classic or non-draft race. That's it's an Olympic distance race at the nationals, and we combine the points, team points, and individual points from all three of those races to determine the national champion.
Now, since you've been doing this 3 years, have you seen? So I'm imagining that the kids are understanding that this sport is really a lifestyle. Right, it's something they get into, and you have confidence that most of these kids are like, hey, now they're into it, they're going to be involved with the sport for a long time.
Yeah, so one of the things that I've been a triathlete since the early 80s, so I've been in the sport a long time, and I was a water polo player at Cal Berkeley, and a lot of the people that got into the sport, and this was a long time ago, I graduated in 1976, so all of us were trying to figure out what to do. at that time. And Dave Scott,
yep,
had graduated the same year as I did. I played against him in water polo. He was at UC Davis. And we started doing swim runs.
Right.
And so that's when, you know, the sport of triathlon actually started, like in the late, as you know, because you did the original Ironman. What I've learned actually about triathlon over these years, and I'm still doing it, is triathlon is a lifetime sport, unlike a lot of the other college sports, because there are not many college sports where former athletes are still competing at a high level in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. So it's an unusual kind of sport, and that's one of the things that I try to stress with the athletes that I coach when I get them interested and involved in triathlon. I tell them, you know, this is a sport you can do for the rest of your life. And so, and it's interesting because I've noticed also in the time that, you know, I've gotten to know triathletes that a lot of them are high-level achievers, intellectually as well as physically. And triathlon attracts those kinds of people. It's a mentally as well as physically challenging sport. And that's why I think it appeals to, you know, the kids at UCLA, Stanford, Cal. I have, in fact, two med students on my team, because graduate students as well as undergraduates can compete in triathlon at the club level. And I have graduate students in nanoengineering and neuroscience. And so, I mean, it's amazing. You know, they're not going to become pro triathletes. I'm not trying to turn them into pro triathletes. But it's a mental challenge that goes along with the physical challenge. I mean, it's a physical challenge that goes along with the mental challenge they're experiencing, you know, in school. And it's a sport they can carry on for the rest of their lives.
I always tell people the real advantage to going to these events every weekend, especially once you get into 50s and 60s and 70s, is the sport keeps you young. It's the fountain of youth, because you're out there with younger people, right? And you're able to compare notes. You're able to race people who are 20, 30, 40 years your junior, and you can be just as good as they are when you're 60 and sometimes 70 years old.
Right, exactly.
So
one of the things...
Go ahead.
One of the things that I've noticed, too, as the sport of triathlon, especially age group triathlon, has become more competitive, you know, with Kona spots and going to Kona, it's harder to qualify every year, is that the triathlon has gotten away from, I think, its roots.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, back in the 80s, we were just a bunch of guys that wanted to have fun. You know, we're swimmers, water polo players, lifeguards that got together, you know, and had a barbecue after the race, and, you know, we just laughed about it. And one of the things that I noticed when I started coaching collegiate triathlon is that it's sort of the same thing. It's sort of like racing back in the 80s. It's like turning back the clock.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought, wow, this is a kind of race that if age groupers nowadays who do a lot of, you know, really hard and competitive races during the season want to experience just a low-key race that's sort of like the triathlons back in the 80s, they should come to our race. And check it out.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, don't you fund your program through events like this?
Yes, exactly. That's how the team makes its money for the entire year by putting on this race. And so 100% of all the proceeds from Triton Man go to the club team. And that's how each of the programs, UCLA, USC, at Stanford and Cal, it's the same way.
Love it. And I know in the past you've done a draft legal one day and then the age group race the next day. This year, there's no draft legal race, and it's just an age group race, and it's on Saturday, January 21st.
Right. And in previous years, we've been able to field a draft legal race, you know, we've actually had the races – has grown into a fairly high level race for both draft legal and the sprint race. I mean, it's not, you know, we're still going to get really a lot of really top-level athletes. But, you know, I wanted to mention that last year in our draft legal race, we had the basically the U.S. men's Olympic team.
Yeah, you did.
They started their season there. Ben Canute, Joe Malloy, Greg Billington, all raced our race. And, in fact, they were 1-2-3 at our race.
Well, and you've also then, Eric Lagerstrom, who won Alcatraz in Beijing and was an Olympic hopeful. Yeah, you've had a lot of them.
Yeah, we also had last year 2012 Olympic bronze medalist Erin Densham from Australia.
That's right.
For a race, and that's how she kicked off her season. She also qualified for the Rio Olympics after a race.
So, I love that.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's become a tradition for a lot of pro athletes to start their season out in Triton, man. But it's been sort of inside baseball, man. And the people that sort of know the race, and now we're trying to publicize it.
Yep.
To shows like yours, to let age groupers know, hey, this is something that you might want to check out.
Well, and then the price is reasonable, the cause is great. The whole idea is to fund you guys traveling and racing all year long through one race is a pretty cool opportunity. A 750-meter swim right where the sport of triathlon started at Mission Bay, a 20K bike around Fiesta Island, and then a 5K run, really fun 5K run, multiple loops right there on the grass. It's really a great way to kick off the season. Again, January 21st, 2017. I can't believe we're in that already. And for people who think, when they hear Triton Man, they think, oh, this is just for the college kids. You'll see a lot of college teams out there, but it's for everybody. And if I'm sorry, go ahead, Kim.
Well, you know, one thing, I mentioned that we do use the proceeds to fund our team. And one of the things we use it to do that with is to send, we're going to be sending 12 athletes to the national championships, which is in Tuscaloosa, April 21st and 22nd. And what's interesting is that the big football college universities and college towns have discovered triathlon.
Really?
The last 2 years, our national championships were at Clemson University. And we had more than 120 college club teams, more than 1,200 college athletes.
Wow.
So it's kind of interesting that, I mean, the top two teams in the country in football are now sort of embracing triathlon.
I love that.
And
so
inviting us to the campus.
You were at Clemson for the last couple of years, and this year you'll be at the University of Alabama.
Right.
And that is very cool.
The course is right next to the stadium, the football stadium.
I love that. That is very cool. Very cool. Yeah. Now, how many kids are a member of your team?
Each year we have about 60.
Wow.
60 members. And it's surprising. It's almost even between the men and the women.
That's great. Hey Kim, congratulations on everything you're doing. It's always nice to see new people coming into our sport. And I'll tell you that the thing that hit me the most last year is you don't usually see like all the guys who are members of Tri Club of San Diego or LA Tri Club getting together in a circle and putting their hands in and doing a cheer. For their college, and just seeing those guys doing that last year just made it so much fun. Seeing Berkeley and San Luis Obispo and UCLA and Irvine, it was really a lot of fun. And also being in the minority as a 65-year-old guy, usually the majority of the folks are 40 and up. This was 80%, 29 and under. This let's change that this year and see if we can. And how many people can you take?
We can take about 500.
Okay.
On the course.
Right.
Yeah, so we're looking to get, and you know, the idea is for the age groupers to join with their club teams to get that same energy going with the club teams, you know, with the cheers and everything.
Love that. And so when people go to ucsdtriathlon.org, they can when they do sign up for the event, they can sign up for the team aspect that you mentioned as well.
Right. They can do that. Yep.
Love that. Hey, Kim, thanks again for taking time. What races do you have coming up? Is this an Ironman year for you?
No, I'm not. I'm way past Ironman right now.
Good man.
The last race I did, and I did that with you, was at Wildflower. And I try to do one race with the team, so that was my last race of the year last year. So I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with the team this year.
Love that. And Kim McDonald has been our guest. Again, it's UCSDtriathlon.org. It's a Triton Man Triathlon. This is the 11th annual, coming up January 21st, 2017, right there at the birthplace of triathlon at Fiesta Island. We, again, are brought to you by Tough Man Triathlon Series, by VeloFix, RunCatalina.com, the Catalina Island Marathon, coming up on March 11th. It's a 40th anniversary. Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $80 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check out any of our interviews on iTunes, on Babbittville. Subscribe to our Endurance World newsletter. And as always, endurance lives here.